Thank you very much for coming on this Saturday afternoon here. I hope you have an opportunity to see the exhibition. I would like to thank the artists who are here, Rin, Zahra, and Dana. And also thank the Mosaicons and Subhata for giving us the opportunity to do this talk and to present the works in London. My name is Vasilis Kalamopoulos, and I'm assistant. My name is Vasilis Kalamopoulos, and I'm the assistant curator for Collectors National Gallery in Modern. And I'm here to discuss the three works that we have on display in the Mosaic rooms, and to talk a little bit about the kind of like meaning and practice of the artists. Rin, Zahra, and Dana are all working based or partially based in Saudi Arabia, and their practice explores aspects of traditional heritage, but also the contemporaneity and the kind of like the ways that you can bring notions of history, notions of kind of like heritage of a place into a kind of like a current context. And I think for me this is a really fascinating aspect, which I would like to kind of like base somehow the conversation on. I guess you will agree with me that the work of artists is probably one of the most important elements in the kind of like production of a society and in the ways that we understand how societies work. And in this way, particularly for a country such as Saudi Arabia, when sometimes a few things are unknown or a few other things are kind of like misunderstood, the work of artists is a kind of like a generator of ideas and a denominator which allows us to kind of like understand how things function. So I'd like to start with asking you about the processes and the ways that you kind of like begin, the ways that you kind of like start beginning or thinking about the project, particularly the project that are here. So maybe then I want to ask with you, how did the project came about and how did you start thinking about this work?
Thank you. Well, how did I start? I started off really with a conversation with the curator, Simon Till, and you know, I'm really passionate about Islamic art, traditional arts, and reviving it. And you know, living in Saudi, I realized that there was a lot of destruction of the culture and heritage there, consciously and unconsciously. And I would spend a lot of time in Beled, which is the old historical part, and sadly all the houses there are derelict and falling apart. And I wanted to kind of raise that issue, and I wanted people to start really thinking about it and caring it and trying to preserve their history. So, you know, that's where it came about. And also, you know, the architecture in Saudi has always been something that's quite interesting for me because, you know, unlike London, it's quite haphazard. You know, there was no identity in terms of architecture. Even, you know, my own house that we live in is a very modern, contemporary house. And I found that really weird. So that's what made me really start thinking about, you know, creating this piece.
So there is a kind of like a notion of looking at how society and architecture developed, right? And how the kind of desire for the new kind of like neglected a previous history. And I wanted to ask you, this is a kind of like, as we were talking about earlier, this is some sort of like a departure point for you and your practice. And that's because you've worked, the first time that you've worked with film, and it's also the first time that you perform or you are part of the work yourself. Do you want to talk about it a little bit? Like how does it kind of like, you know, how do you kind of like see your practice evolving from that point on?
Well, firstly, in terms of the medium, I think the good thing about being a young artist is you can really explore different mediums and try different things out. So, you know, in essence, I predominantly do paint and draw, but, you know, the past 2 years I've been experimenting with different mediums I wouldn't usually work with, you know, like sculpture, embroidery, and, you know, technology has always been something that really scared me because I work a lot with my hands and I'm really horrible when it comes to anything technological, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to try. And I think that's the way you grow as an artist, is by pushing yourself and constantly evolving, or then you just, you know, if you don't stimulate yourself, then what's the point? And also, you know, the other point you were saying about me being part of the artwork was something very weird for me as well, because I always talk about how the important thing about my art is, you know, the art itself. It's not about me or me talking about my own opinions. I think, you know, specifically with traditional arts, it has an essence of its own. So this was me kind of injecting myself, but I thought it was necessary as well, you know, to be in this piece. And yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Great. And as we see in the film here, while you kind of like you have created a pattern which is based on a traditional pattern and out of colored sand, and while you kind of like rubbing away the sand, another layer is being revealed.
Yeah.
What is the underneath layer? What is the other layer? How does kind of like fall? What is the context that exists there in the space that you see in the work?
Well, to give you a bit of context about this, the piece and specifically the house I did it in was very important because this was around the late 50s and early 60s in Jeddah, where people started leaving these traditional houses where, you know, you have the traditional Hijazi architecture, and the rich merchant families started building homes like this, which are more inspired by Italian-French architecture as a way of showing that, you know, oh, they're more progressive or evolved by imitating the West. And this was another interesting thing, was this was during the Golden Age in Egypt when you had the Italian architects there, and that trickled through in Jeddah. And, you know, this was the first ever house, and now it's abandoned, unfortunately. But if you look at it, you know, it's very un-Arabic. And the reason why I chose to do this installation there is because of this, you know, this contrast between the two. And I wanted to pick a pattern that was so obviously Arabic or Islamic. Like these tile floors you see, you know, in Spain and Morocco and a lot of places. And I wanted to create something in that environment to contrast the two and then, you know, obviously destroy it.
The process, what strikes me when I see the film is that the process is very gentle. The process is almost like a natural process. You just enter in the space and little by little you just start taking away a layer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like happening in a way that is not violent in a sense.
Yeah.
It's not kind of like abrupt, but it's almost like kind of like, you know, very gently, very kindly taking something away. Is this something that is kind of like was part of your thinking, or like did you think how the whole process would happen before that?
Well, yeah, everything was thought through, and I wanted it to be a very calm, meditative process because I wanted the viewers to be more focused on what's going on rather than me. You know, I don't want it to be, you know, it to be a performative piece where I'm, you know, angry or anything, because it doesn't come from a place of anger, it comes from a place of sadness. And also when I do see the cultural destruction, you know, specifically in Mecca, where there's bulldozed, you know, history, it is in a very calm way, it's without thinking. It's, you know, I'm trying to kind of embody that as well, you know, to make it more a somber than dramatic.
And in the same kind of like way of thinking, I wanted to kind of like ask Zahra, because Zahra's work is the Cell of a City, which is just behind us here, and it consists of rhythms and a mixture of natural material. And I was fascinated when Zahra presented another of one of your works at last year's 2139 in Jeddah, when she spoke about the work and the relationship with the material in a similar kind of like meditative process. Zahra spoke about the fact that she talks to the material and she engages with the material until the material itself kind of like becomes an agent to the realization of the project. Would you like to say a few things about how you arrived to these forms and what are the ideas behind your work?
Hello, thank you so much for giving me this chance. We know a lot of artists and architects to focus about the light of this architecture, especially traditional domestic architecture from southwestern Saudi Arabia, and focused in the design and the aesthetic of this traditional architecture. My work, I am focused in the dark aspect. What do I mean this dark? I mean destruction and extraction this architecture, and a lot of inhabitants of this architecture live this home and go in the modern, and all this the modern no related to the past. I am try to create echo of the past, and my aim of my emotional to I pull this history and contact with the contemporary situation, and I am try to. In both address and explain my my sorry for the loss and this regard of this architecture. I am trying to create a body of work to reflect the past with money and particular emphasis like with products. Mental and emotional.
So your work constantly looks at the way that villages, cities have evolved, have been abandoned, have been left behind. But also, I've been on your work for a few years now, and I was fascinated by the fact that you also look at the personal history, like your own family and the places that your own family occupied, yes. And the places that you kind of like were more familiar with. There's a certain sense of sadness, I guess, as you kind of like said, but also a certain sense of hope in the world that things can be reproduced and kind of like come back again in some different form. And I'm also fascinated by the fact that although a different generation of this work has been seen, has been produced in Dubai as part of the Narsekal Avenue residency program, every time you produce a work, it's completely different. So it has a kind of like a specificity to a context or to a space. Is it something that for you is important in the work, like this kind of like continuously making something different? I also want to mention that tomorrow you will be creating a work live in the Great Court of the British Museum, which is an incredible exercise, if you want, in the capacity of the work and also the capacity of the artist to influence a space. Would you like to say a few things about that?
For the British Museum, actually, I am worried because it is the first time to do with the viewer. Uh-huh. Yeah. Usually, I am do this work four times, but with myself.
Right.
Yeah. After finish, come the audience to see that my work. But Sunday, I will be do with the people. But I hope to do well and. For my artwork, usually I need time before to start to make like an interactive relation between me and the place. Before to start my artwork, I touch the wall and bring all the material around me and. I will do my artwork with myself because I am belief with my nail to make like a trust between me and this because if change the size or I am feeling this no or not. Usually my husband helped me sometimes, but he asked me to help me more, but I am said no because I think if I focus on with myself, the better for me.
So in a way, your body is part of the work,
yes.
Right? That you kind of like you are participating in a very physical process for you. Did you touch the walls of the British Museum? Did you go to the British Museum and kind of like try to feel around the space?
I went to British Museum last 4 days, 3 times,
right.
And just around, walking the place, just walking, and for the size, because I didn't have time on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, 3 times I went to British Museum and sit the place. Mm-hmm.
And just to ask you, I mean, the materiality is very kind of like a big part of the of your practice. Sand, natural organic matter, but also fabric, nails, metal, wood, different kind of like material. And we can see the kind of like diversity that you've used here. What is your plan for the installation that you'll be producing tomorrow? do you already have the material ready?
Yes.
And what do you know, what would you say with that, what that would be?
Yeah, all my my material now moved to British Museum, and last time it was difficult to because all the sand wet, but 4 days I put it all the sand here in the floor to dry, but now is all material fine.
In a way. This kind of like sense of materiality and the sense of like diversity of forms is something that for me has been quite important in terms of like looking at the Saudi landscape. And I was fascinated by the film, the two-screen projection that you are showing here, the silver plate. The silver plate includes a sort of like a performance taking place on a metal object, but also a performance that it has a strong kind of like traditional meaning for you. You look at a specific tradition. But also a very personal connection to that, to what was happening, what was the beginning for that work. Would you like to say a few things about the story of the work? Because that's quite important.
السلوك اللي هو يكشف لي الانطباعات أو الرموز القائمة في منطقتي عشان أقدر أحدد ال اللي أبغى أقول إنه أنا مرة مهتم برصد السلوكيات وهذا كان يعني كان بالصدفة إنه حصل بالصدفة وأخذته فأنا كل ما أشوف شيء مهم يعني يثيرني أو يفهمني السلوك أكثر يخليني يعني دائما أخذ لقطات زي كذا وأحاول إني أفهمها وبعدين أتفاعل معها عشان أخرج بمحصلة استكشافية رائعة للمكان أو كيف الناس بتتعامل مع المكان كيف تتعامل مع
I like to discover behavior. I like to discover the impressions, the symbols that are based in that area to specify and to understand and collect these behaviors. I started by coincidence. Anything I see is important that would stimulate me, that would make me understand the behavior, how to deal with them. It's a result of all my discoveries together. I'm afraid of the microphone. So.
And there is also a kind of like beyond the soundtrack or the sound that's being played, there's also a voice. And does it? Do you want to say a few things about what is being said?
أوكي هو أساساً قصة الفيديو إنه أساساً هو دوكيومنتري خلينا نقول بالإنجليزي أوكي it's about it's project about the fear and how the fear and concern control us so the idea the first video it's present the concern and the next video present fear and how they are dealing with it to to give us something it's called العجز المكتسب.
Disability.
No, عجز.
Acquired disability.
Okay.
So the acquired disability, it's a نتيجة.
It's a result.
A result, yeah, about the fear and concern. So this is was my experience to know and understanding how it's work and how I will work this by the natural symbols. I saw it. It was real. Everything, it was real. The first plate which woman drop on the plate, it was for reading. And another plate, it was really situation for rainfall. I bring all of the materials which I got it, and I just put it like it's real. So after that, I get the reason, and I'm so happy with it because it reflects on me first. So I am so happy with it, really.
That's very interesting. I just wanted to mention that part of the project is also a booklet,
yeah,
which is accompanying the project. It's outside of the screening room.
Yeah.
Would you like to say a few things about the writing on the booklet and also the drawings or the pages of the booklet and how it works in relationship to the two videos?
Yeah. Okay, I will say something before.
Yeah.
So when I work with this project, I put it in three processes, one in the past and one in the present and one in the future. Because when we have a feeling, this part of future or in present, it will delete, we can feel it. We will just in the past and just thinking about it. So the first area, it was the past, which don't screen. And the present is near and far. And why I choose near and far? Because these two worlds, if we say it together, it will give not give us meaning. So that that's the way how it's work.
Acquired
disability works. It's like that. He doesn't give you meaning, so you are stuck in your... Yeah. And I choose video art because... it's like a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And the way how it's worked this notebook,
mm-hmm.
Actually I notice when the people have concern, they are movement, they are movement, it will be a circle way, mm-hmm. and if they have fearing, they are go and way. So I start write my concern here on the silver plate because I want to deal it. I want to deal the idea for the silver plate. So, which was if you get married, you will find everything, you will have anything you want. So I first try to delete the idea for the silver plate. So I write on the circle way to deal the idea for the center plate. After that, I read my wrote.
I read what I wrote.
بطريقة طولية.
In a vertical way.
Vertical way, yeah. Sorry. after that, I discovered something. The words was what I wrote in. It's broke everything which I was think. You know,
the words brought new meanings.
Yeah, which was it's like a dada school when you read some words and give you a new meaning. Yeah, so it's worked with me. So I make this because I want to make more. Like this, and I'm so interesting. If our people, all of people, do like this, I'm so interesting about what concern we have in each area from يعني أنا مرة متحمسة أن أشوف النتائج اللي حيجربوها الناس اللي حيجربوها من جميع مناطق العالم وكثيرها مرتبطة بالمكان.
I'm excited to see the results of people trying it in different areas of the world and that it's related to the place they are in.
In terms of like a question to all three of you, in terms of like the works were shown in Jeddah, but they also shown in different contexts. In Dubai, for example, your work previously, your the same project was still on display actually in Turin. I wonder how do you kind of like deal with the different contexts and how the site provide does the site does a new site provide a new kind of like form of thinking about the project, which is in depending in many ways to a history which is very very specific.
Well, for me, I think in terms of recreating the installation, it's for me the artwork is more the video. You know, the floor it's good to recreate as a complementary piece because when people see it in person, it's very different than seeing it on film. And this space is actually my favorite space so far because if you look at it, it resembles a lot the original house identity of the European architecture and the coves. But technically, it was very difficult to recreate because I had to work with different, instead of working on a square grid, which I usually do, it was much more challenging, so I had to improvise. So, and I love the fact that, the natural light in this space as well. So I think it feels different in everywhere. So the one in Italy is in a much more industrial space, concrete floor, but much bigger. So yeah, I think it's a different experience each time.
Yeah, for you, Zahra.
For me, my work, it was for my tradition, my home, okay? But when I bring it here, this different culture and different tradition, I would to connect between two traditions. And when I am hear the audience about they feeling about what I want to say, and when I am here, that's me, that's I am like give me strong power inside.
Right.
Yeah, that's me. I am good, develop, and I can catch and the feeling inside the viewer. And for example, this work I am do it 3 times in Dubai. And here, and 2139 from 2016. But all these three work different because if the place different, I find myself different to do it because different when I am bring the material, different my emotional and connect with the place. I can't to do the work in the same. Because the material and the place affected,
What do you want the viewer to take away after experiencing the work? What is your kind of like
in the future?
When someone comes and sees the work, what do you want them to kind of like take away with them? What are the kind of like elements which are for you are the most important things for someone to maintain after viewing the work?
From the viewer.
Yeah, from the viewer's perspective.
Yeah.
What do you want the viewer to feel or to kind of like?
The first time, I am ask the audience what they see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if sometimes I find special, I am talk about the earth. Okay, that's the first time, the good point. Okay, and then after discussions with the audience and explain what I want to say, I find understand me more, and they told me in excellent the way to explain my emotional with another way.
And Rin, how do you feel about the context here and the way that the work is presented here, which is, completely different to the kind of like proximity to the cultural elements that it kind of like describes?
Can you can you please rephrase it?
Yeah.
In a simpler way.
Yeah, like, because obviously the London context is different from the context in Saudi Arabia, but there's a kind of like, at the same time, there's a universality, like this bigger idea that you explore also beyond the site specificity.
كيف هذا شايفتي أنت مع أنه في شيء عالمي ممكن تكون عام بس بالنسبة لك إيش تحب تتكلم عن هذا الاختلاف؟ What kind of context you're talking about?
The London context, like the outside of Saudi Arabia, because I think it's the first time that this work has been sold outside of Saudi Arabia. How do you feel about this work having travelled and, you know, being experienced by a different audience? It's not necessarily kind of like so close to the elements that are the kind of DNA of the project, but at the same time that can be affected in ways by what you have created.
جدا في أماكن مختلفة وأطمح أن يكون يعني تكون التجربة هذه موجودة في مناطق أكثر لأن كل ما انتشر العمل هذا راح تديني محصلة بين علاقة بين أن خوف الناس والمكان نفسه.
I'm very happy to experiment outside to see other opinions, other audience seeing my art. I'm very interested to see the relationship between fear and the place and how it's reflected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to make a jadwal.
That's very interesting.
that's
really interesting and very poetic also and very relevant in a way to the kind of like the kind of like recent kind of like things taking place in the context of London. But to go back to you, Dana, do you see yourself kind of like experimenting further with video? And does that mean that you kind of like that the other practice in terms of like working on paper and drawing and it's kind of like taking a different kind of like transition into something else?
Well, first of all, the paper and painting and all that is always going to be the most important part of my practice because, you know, the problem I have nowadays with some of the contemporary art, a lot of people disagree with me, is artists no longer use their hands, they're no longer involved in the process of creating, you know, and for me that's the most important part, you know, it's so enjoyable, it's so meditative, and I can't imagine not doing that. I think the idea of constantly experimenting with different mediums will be something I'm doing, and something I'm really interested in doing now through my recent piece as well is collaborating with craftsmen. So I think it's a conscious way of producing work where it's positive, so it gives back to them and to me. The thing I find so sad is, you know, craftsmen throughout history have been some of the most important people in society, like calligraphers and illuminators, used to always be part of the royal courts, and now they're some of the poorest people in society where people don't appreciate them, and I've been really enjoying working with them where we can harness their skills and reinvent them in a contemporary context, you know, so it's bridging the gap between old and new. And I think you need to also, you know, this video thing piece as well is also kind of talking about something traditional, and I am using traditional craft but also in a contemporary manner, so it's fusing those two mediums as well. Yeah, and I think that middle ground is really important because we live in a society now where everything is so fast paced, so industrial, and it's quite a global thing where this idea of doing things slowly, working our hands, is dying out. And yeah.
Great, yeah, of course. And Zahra, your work has the capacity to transform itself and change completely, and it can be smaller in scale, but it can also, you have done in the past, really ambitious projects which are bigger than what we see here, for example. They occupy much more space and are highly kind of like engaging and almost like have an absorbing quality in relation to the viewer. I want to ask you, what is your kind of like more, what would be your dream project in a way? What would be your kind of like more ambitious work, and what kind of scale, what kind of size, and what kind of format would that take?
Actually, from this year, I am do three works different from last for the size and the color. And on Sunday, when I do my work with the viewer, this I think the first step for me to change my way. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now I am trying to develop my artwork, especially from three circles. The first circle to focus the subject. And then another circle for the subject around information, okay? Another circle to focus about my feeling and thinking and my touch. A third circle, this reflection cycle. And, I am usually the place know the name of the street or the number. I am I am believe the place like identity of the person. I am usually to try to find the soul of the nothing. That's I want to now to develop my artwork.
Great. And Dream, what is the next project that you're working on at the moment? You can tell us a few things about it. Like, do you follow similar lines of thinking around feelings, fear, and kind of like traditional practices?
نعم أنا عندي أكثر من عمل قبل كذا وبحاول بصراحة أفهم عندي أمل مرتبط بالخوف والقلق بس بطريقة مرة أخرى اكتشفتها يعني
I have a few other works and I have one is also related to fear and anxiety
بس من ناحية أخرى من ناحية
but from a different perspective
من ناحية اللي هو الأثاث
related to furniture
okay
yeah
domestic experience
yeah
من وجهة نظر منزلية
yeah
can you tell us a few things about it
تتحدثين أكثر عن الموضوع
actually I was think about the doors and so I saw it in Saudi Arabia mm-hmm. and so interesting about it so much and I discovered that it is simple for the doors
doors represent women
لأنه كان اكتشفت إنه كان ما يعني الرجال ما يظن أحد يقف جنب الباب أو
because men usually in the past did not allow were not allowed to stand next to doors
فرحت إني أروح أشوف الأبواب كنت أبغى أخذ كم صورة فحصل لي إنه مسكوني بودون الشرطة ولا أمسك
I went to some doors and I started taking pictures, but they grabbed me and took me away because this was not allowed. Why was I taking pictures?
بعدين اكتشفت إنه هذا الشيء فعلا مرتبط بالمرأة ورحت أخذت جولة مع السواق وأخذت صور لأبواب مختلفة.
I noticed that yes, it is related to women in a way, and I asked my driver, and we went around and I took pictures of doors.
بعدها لقيت إنه عندي في الأبواب موجودة كراسي أو محطوط عليها حوائط عزل أو مغطية بستائر كما تتغطى يعني المرأة.
And I noticed that next to the doors there are chairs or barriers or walls or curtains that is representing like what's happening with women.
I now work about that project, and I have many projects, but it's look I'm just discovering. But what I will deal with it, I don't know yet. But I will do it, inshallah.
Sounds amazing.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you if you have any questions. I think it would be nice to open it up to you, to the audience, and if you have any questions, please feel free to ask the artists.
That's a world you would call what you put together? It's it looks supposed to look like a tiled floor, but it's made out of sand. So that's sand, yeah, and you can see the recreation in there as well. Thank you.
Is there an influence on your work by any living artist? Have you been influenced by anyone specific? Actually, I have a specific question. Do you know the work of Hannah Malala? The Iraqi artist? I think you should know it. You should find out.
Okay.
It's very close to what
you
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With reference to the one before and the book, what's the significance of the role of women in the preservation of culture and tradition? And what's the light that is out about kind of transcendental heavenly realm which tries to preserve? And is it kind of contrast with the black? Or was that just chance?
That was chance.
Okay.
There's no heavenly representation. No, it was just the time of day. I was looking at. I love natural daylight, and I wanted it to be, you know, done during the day. And the film as well, I wanted it to be very raw. I didn't want to use any artificial lighting or make it like a set or a set design. Or, you know, even the person who filmed is like, oh, Donna, it would be so much easier if we created it on a set, you know, technically. And I said, that defeats the purpose. I want to be in this space. I want it to be very simple. I wanted the film to be shot a specific way with one angle. And in terms of women, in you're saying conservation or in general?
Preservation of the more robust tradition. That's what it seems to represent.
Well, I think in general conservation is happening now a lot in Saudi. In El Balad, the part I'm talking about, they're starting to do a lot of renovations. They started having a festival there, so it's bringing the public to that space to, you know, educate them. And from my experience as well, in terms of teaching traditional arts, I predominantly do have women. And, you know, they just opened a school there, the House of Traditional Arts, where they're all, you know, female students. And yeah, I think the women in terms of the art space in Saudi as well, they are, they do have more presence, if I'm not going to be more biased, you know, they are pushing the boundaries more, which I think is great. You know, there's some of the strongest women I know working in the art world as well in Saudi.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you filmed the work, are you alone in the space? Because that's it. For me, it's interesting to this kind of like, because it's a very kind of like, you know, like the presence of someone else might kind of like altered the performative element, and because also it has, you know, a very strong meditative process in a way. So I'm curious if you were alone or if it was someone else there at the same time.
Well, in terms of the people who were there, I only had the people that was necessary to make the piece. So the camera guy, there was one photographer, and two of my friends who I was comfortable with, because I didn't want an audience, I didn't want people to be, you know, viewing it. It's, as you said, I wanted it to be a very calm, meditative space, because I didn't even choreograph this when I was doing it. I just knew that I was going to enter from this door, and I was going to go in a semicircle, and that was it. So I wanted, like, when I work in general, I like to have a very calm space to work in.
And is the semicircular movement something symbolic, or is it a layer or is it like a kind of like just a conceptual device that happened there?
The thing is, going back to how I wanted it to be a very meditative performance, so I didn't want to go, you know, in a haphazard way, up and down, right and left. I wanted it to be cohesive, because I wanted it to kind of be ordered, but, you know, the sweeping wasn't ordered,
right.
So that's why I went in that way as well, it just made more sense. But there's no, like, deep symbolic reason behind it. Even the black, by the way, there's no symbolic reason. I just wore that because I knew I was going to be showing that piece in Saudi, so it just made sense that I would obviously have to be wearing an abaya.
Right. Any questions? Somewhere at the back. Maybe we can start the question and then we'll keep the microphone here. So
I just wanted to ask you about your theory you used in your book. Why did you use a temporary theory instead of like something permanent, like painting or something?
You asking Dana?
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting because the first reaction I get from everyone when I show this piece was that usually they firstly yell at me for destroying it, and then they try to come up with ideas of how to preserve it. You know, they're like, you should put a layer of glass or put some resin or some glue or, you know, whatever, and they're very attached to it. And I mean, they're the complete opposite of what I want to say, because, you know, I want people to feel that pain of the destruction. You know, I took a really long time to create something with a lot of love and then just destroying it. And that's kind of the same story I'm trying to say with the craftsmen who do build these traditional houses, spend years to build them and are destroyed now. So that's why I wanted to use a material that wasn't permanent.
Can I ask a related question actually to Zafra about the piece you're making tomorrow at the British Museum? Because this is also a temporary piece, is that right? And is that, I'm sure it's a purposeful decision, but could you talk a little bit about why you decided to make these temporary installations about villages which no longer exist in Saudi?
Tomorrow I will be speaking about real story. In the village from southeastern Saudi Arabia. Fact, no imagination. This village, like all inhabitants live up and go in modern architecture, and this run from around in modern architecture and crush together and die, like become like cemetery. I am usually to explain my story from fact in southwestern Saudi Arabia.
And how do you select which elements you preserve and present and which ones you cannot put back?
I am grow up in southwestern Saudi Arabia. And I can remember unique artistic decoration in the rooms that reflect the history and heritage from the tradition of my home. Now, 7 years, last 7 years, I find to go thinkful and deep thinking in my inside my thinking and my feeling about my home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question about the ribbons here? The ribbons you have brought with you from Saudi before arriving, like the fabric that you use. Where did you source this material, and what was the? When did you find it? How did you go about finding the fabrics that you used here?
Yeah. The fabric, this easy in furniture, and last time from 2012 and 2013 or 14, I am in Yemen, use the sand, but I am trying with my experiment how I can stack this sand in the wall. Here I am try use different material like leather, paper, and textile, but I found the fabric the best one for me.
Okay. Questions?
Just a general question, actually. How useful or diffuse is the art space in Saudi at the moment? In general, and also I suppose specifically. As well, which I mean, you know, is it like maybe a West Coast thing around Jeddah where everyone comes from elsewhere and kind of goes to exhibit or explore ideas there, or do you have, you know, sorts of local art spaces?
Maybe we can start with you and Zafra and Green.
Well, I think Jeddah, where, you know, where I live, is where the part where the art scene is the strongest, but also there is also an art quite interesting art scene happening in other regions of Saudi. But I think the reason why Jeddah is that if you look at the history of the place, it used to be a very multicultural city where, you know, it's just a fusion and a melting pot of different cultures, and So yeah, I think it's predominantly there where there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I agree.
But also Riyadh at the same time has a kind of like its own ecosystem, if you want, of artistic spaces, but also artists living in different parts of the country, different provinces.
I think all of them congregate
together. Yeah, I think also like Zeddah kind of like represents maybe the more multiculturalist and kind of like transnational kind of space. Just to kind of like my personal experience of the place and my personal kind of like view on it is that South in particular defines some sort of like unique territory because there's an intense movement of people in and out of the country and for different reasons, and that kind of like creates multiple identities, if you want, like particularly for the artists who are people who are very open and very sensitive to whatever happens in the kind of like a general context where they are active in. So I'm generally fascinated by the fact that how artists produce spaces, not necessarily in kind of like physical cities and physical entities, particularly in Saudi. There's a lot of artists who exchange ideas and function in relationship to each other in extensively in a virtual domain, but also in kind of like spaces which are not necessarily only in Jeddah or Riyadh or southern and eastern province, which is really fascinating because in a way it's a kind of like possibility for me or a capacity of using something that might be considered a disadvantage and turning it into an advantage. So kind of like exploring a different potentialities for existing and working together.
But how much exposure is there, for example, in terms of art schools, in terms of international artists, what other artists are doing in the region, how much is going on?
Now it's evolving more. I think, you know, there's new institutions that are being opened, new spaces. You know, the fact that we have the Saudi Art Council in 2139, which is a new initiative, I think it's a third or fourth year now, where it happens every year, and what we do is we invite people from abroad to come and see the art in Saudi. So there is, you know, that international dialogue that's happening. And the great thing is now as well, it's like the government seeing the importance of arts and culture, and they are contributing to that as well.
But how much, for example, did you guys go to art school?
I did here. Yes.
In 2009, when I made interview with the artists in Saudi Arabia, I couldn't to find just 12 artists. That's me, 2009. Now, from 2009 until now, it's grow up the art in Saudi Arabia, and 2139, that's next year, that's become five.
Fifth edition.
And give a chance for a lot of Saudi artists to introduce the work and meet some curator and professional and public people. Yes, I am now assistant professor in King Abdulaziz University in School of Art and Design. And my background is Islamic of art, and then study in Coventry University visual art and design.
Fine arts or?
Visual art and design, yes.
Actually, I didn't say that.
I don't study art.
Yeah. But I use art for myself. And after it gets إيجابي.
If I had a positive thing,
I will share.
I would like to add something to what you were saying as well, and how the number of artists has increased in Saudi. I think the reason why as well is now that the people there are seeing how important the art is, and there is, you know. You can be an artist, there is a career in being an artist, there is support for you, so a lot of people are having more courage now to become artists. Because I've taught a lot of really talented young women who are very creative, but what they end up doing is studying architecture or graphic design or something creative that gives them a job. But now, you know, there's been such a huge increase in art because we're being supported as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just to add to that, to your question, I think the importance of the presence of schools are very important, very important, but also the kind of like production of the context is really, really useful. And it's the kind of like creating systems and frameworks for artists to be engaged with curators, with institutions, with theorists, with kind of like the production and dissemination of ideas. And the capacities are kind of like still like have extensive potential. It's like full of potential. And to me, this is the fascinating element, is that it's a very, very young country in terms of the population, and extremely kind of like involved in many, many layers of what it means to be living and acting in a global system. So that only that kind of like is quite interesting in terms of what can be done. And I think that's a really, really important question. How do we go forward? How do we go? How do we kind of like explore what has happened and use it in a positive way to move forward?
Sorry, just in the context of using sound as a metaphor or as a material, I'm just wondering whether any of the artists have thought of going against the grain, I would say that, and like perhaps playing some public space for art without getting permission. I mean, just even in some countries, they've had some people actually grow, green their environments, plots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering whether you thought of greening your environment with art without seeking any permission and trying to engage any reaction or gain more support.
To my kind of like experience, particularly in Zeta, there are attempts of using spaces in and kind of like creating something to disturb or to disrupt the kind of like normative function of the space, particularly in spaces where dereliction and abandonment has happened already. So if that answers your question, it's not necessarily kind of like looking at working with institutions or working with kind of like designated spaces for art, but it's about kind of like the speed of expressing something, but also kind of like using what is left behind as a kind of like new surface for something else. I don't know if you have kind of like some, I mean, for me it has always been fascinating how artists know the city so well inside out, and they know spaces that you can never imagine that exist. So that means that they're kind of like have, you know, they have been exploring those spaces. It might be something that, you know, as a visitor, you might not have always the opportunity to see, but also for the artists who live and work there, they are aware and familiar with what each one of them is doing in this space and how they're being used there. I don't know if you want to add something to that. Any other questions?
Yeah, just a general one. It's a bit general, so you don't answer it. Like you said, so it looks like there's a trend then. So increase in art, increase in expression in the contemporary Saudi context. Is there kind of general themes that are trying to be expressed that are particular to that context itself, like historical narratives, general notions? What's trying to be communicated? You see what I mean? So like in rap music, you're trying to communicate something.
Yeah.
There's general themes you can pick up.
I don't think it would be kind of like useful to start thinking about the production of artists as a kind of like working under a general theme that they want to kind of like collectively express, because obviously artists are working in an individual capacity. And at the same time, they're working within contexts that kind of like, you know, they can cross-pollinate each other. It's not necessarily that there's a direction that they follow. The interesting thing in relation to the kind of like the Saudi context is that a lot of things are unknown, or a lot of histories, a lot of narratives, a lot of like layers of society, of the function of the country, have not been researched extensively or have not been problematized from an artistic viewpoint. So in that way, there is kind of like certain areas which produce every now and then different kind of like forms or formats. And I think in that sense, you know, like the engagement with the society, the kind of like the public domain, nature, you know, the development and evolution of cities are things that are kind of like still being researched and still kind of like being how fascinating for the
Western concepts, they're kind of inherent in Western philosophy. Mm-hmm. The philosophy of art, well, Western life, public, private, divide, do you see what I mean? Sort of the emergence of new ideas.
It's difficult to say that these concepts are Western, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like probably the temporality or the rhythm that the West kind of like dealt with this. In a way, but I don't think like an aspect such as the how society works is a Western kind of like.
Yeah, I want to say that actually, what I think one of the themes that is happening is the artists there are really kind of embracing their own history, their kind of their own philosophy and everything, and trying to express that. So we're not imitating Western philosophies and trying to do that. Like, a lot of artists there are talking about our own history and even the way we execute our work. It's not necessarily like what you learn in Western school, how to do still life drawing and things like that. They're embodying Islamic art and trying to evolve that in its own way, which is great, because I think that's genuine. When you try to express yourself from a place of familiarity,
Can I just suggest that you actually start reading or answering that question by reading on the exhibition here, because I think there are a lot of themes inherent in the works that sort of pour into what you were saying, what the others were saying, the relationship to tradition, sweeping away from tradition, the structure of tradition, but also the positive aspect of reasserting the creative process, but also the problems. I think that it's very important, if I may suggest, to look at the experience of the region, of other countries in the region, where the relationship with the regional artists, the relationship with artistry generally, and the relationship with practice, for example, the craftsmanship aspect, which is disappearing and so on. All these things, I think you can read, if you do a careful reading of the exhibition, you see that all these underlying themes are there. It's fascinating that we've been able to bring these excellent artists here together. Maybe they're not articulated as clearly as they should be, but they're not. It's not a theoretical platform, it's an articulated platform.
Yeah.
And I think that it's better to read, if you like, to use the exhibition as an entry point to an introduction to Saudi Arabia's art scene, rather than trying to think about it, if I may.
And also what you're talking about, the destruction of the cultural heritage, it's not just something, we talk about Saudi, it's a thing that's happening throughout the Middle East, especially now with the war and everything. There is our history that's being purposely destroyed. So, it falls into that as well. So it's, very relevant to what's going on now throughout the Middle East.
I would like to answer this question from my story. Last time, before 10 years, when I did some of my artwork, my supervisor said to me, go out of my studio, because last time I discussed the architecture like Kobe, but he asked me to sit with myself in my studio and discover what I want to say. Okay, that means take me 1 year to understand what exactly I want to say through my artwork, to understand my feeling. Now all my works like no copy the style of the design of architecture, to find parallel language to express my emotional, my memory, my story, Western way. I am try to connect between my culture and with new way through case study from Western artists.
Thank you. So if we don't have any other questions, I would like to thank again Rim, Zahra and Dana for being here.